Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for mighty things we shall see you do very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength working in us, giving us breakthroughs, victories, giving us enlargement. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your strength, helping us to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you for your strength, helping us to be strong in the place of prayers and fastings. Thank you for your strength, helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible in our lives. We thank you for your mighty hand working in our situations to make all things work together for our good. We thank you for confusing the enemies that were against us. Thank you because you did not allow all the plans and the agenda of the weekend to prevail over our lives and callings and destinies. Thank you for the authority in your word that is giving us miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for the authority in your name, bringing us answers to our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for how you have beautified our lives. Thank you for placing your glory upon our lives. Thank you for your presence we have been enjoying. Thank you, Lord, for touching us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for showing us your ways so that we can walk therein. Thank you for revealing to us your truths and revelations so that by these truths we can be free and remain in freedom. Thank you for how you fight for us in the battles of life, and how you have given us victories on every side. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this ministry. Thank you for your commitment to always help us. Thank you for the people who have dropped prayer requests, and we prayed on those requests and they got their miracles, and now they have testimonies. Thank you, Lord, for committing yourself to answer our prayers. Thank you for committing yourself to helping us and changing our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you because even tonight, you will help us again. Blessed be your holy name. Therefore, Lord, we hand over this session to you. Have your way right now. Do mighty miracles. Save your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people. Help your people so that your name may be glorified in our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that God is here to help you. Only if you can believe the way I believe for you. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we shall go into prayer points. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lift you up, God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praises, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. O God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praises, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks, thanks, O Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. We can face tomorrow. We can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Because Jesus lives. All fear is gone. Because we know he holds our future. Our lives are worth living just because he lives. Hallelujah, he's a heavenly language. Hallelujah, he's a heavenly. Hallelujah, he's a heavenly language. He's a heavenly. Hallelujah, he's a heavenly language. Hallelujah, he's a heavenly language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is powerful. Hallelujah. Jesus is mighty. Hallelujah. Our God is great. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah. Jesus is merciful. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. Yes, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We'll lift our voices, we'll lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And one more time, we'll lift our voices. We'll lift our voice in praise of your name. We'll lift our voice in praise of your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to begin to worship him. Praise him from the depth of your heart. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the mighty God, the rock of ages, the rock of Israel, the rock of our defense. Is the rock that fights for us. He is the rock that preserves us. Father, we worship you. We praise you, Lord. There is none like you. You are greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. You are the most powerful. You are the most gracious. You are the most loving. You are the most merciful. Jesus, we praise thee. Jesus, we worship you. Lamb of God, we praise you. You are the Redeemer of our souls. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our helper. You are our defender. You are all that we need. You are all that we need. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your greatness we have access to. Thank you, Lord, for your revelations we have access to. Thank you for your light shining in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us from destruction the enemy planned for us. Thank you for making your will known to us. Thank you for making your ways known to us. Thank you for guiding us through the path that leads to eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free from captivities of darkness and death. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have praised him, worshipped him, and given him thanks. Amen. I welcome every one of you once again to the Lord's presence. Yeah, I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Pray like someone who is serious and passionate and desperate. Pray like someone who believes that God is faithful. Pray like someone who believes that God is here to release your blessing and your help. That is how you should pray tonight, and that is how you should always pray. Yeah, so we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for access you have given to me to receive all that is in you for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for giving me access to receive all that you have reserved for me. Thank you for giving me access to your power. Thank you for giving me access to your strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me access to your riches, to your wealth. Thank you for giving me access to your dominion, to your victories. Thank you for making me to have all that is in you. Thank you for making me a beneficiary of all that is in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for showing me love. Thank you for your grace in my life. Thank you for your mercy upon my life. Begin to thank God like that. Ancient of Days, thank you. Rock of Ages, thank you. Lord of Hosts, thank you. King of Glory, thank you. Mighty God, thank you. Faithful God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your mercies, for your grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. I realize that some of you usually sleep during the course of the prayers. Yeah. Usually fall asleep while the prayer session is going on. This is very, very, you know, this is not right, if I can use that word. Yeah, it's not right that while you are in the prayer session, you are sleeping. In fact, it's dangerous that you are connected to a prayer session and you are sleeping. Yeah. It's dangerous because you are vulnerable to be attacked by the enemy. Yeah, so don't sleep when we are praying. Yeah, don't sleep. Yeah, if you know that sitting down can make you sleep, then stand on your feet throughout the session. I can pray standing for 3 hours, for 4 hours, without sitting down. Yeah, so it's easy when you are praying with your heart. The Spirit will give you strength. So if you know that sitting down is going to make you fall asleep, then stand on your feet while we do these prayers. Don't sleep. It is not right. It's wrong for you to sleep during prayers. And it makes you lose a lot. When the Lord is distributing blessings, he will not give to people that are sleeping. Yeah. Yeah. And then another thing is, don't just listen to me. As I'm praying, follow the words. Follow the prayer point, and with your own voice, right there where you are, begin to pray along. As I'm praying, open your mouth and pray. That's what prayer is all about. Not that you're just listening to me talking and you're not doing anything. Yeah, you have to do something to receive from God. You have to open your mouth and speak out and cry out and pray. Yeah, so I feel like I need to mention those two things. Yeah. Amen. We're going to pray. I want you to raise up your right hand. We're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over me right now. Say, Father, open your heavens over me right now. Let every request reach you in heaven. Every request I will make in prayer tonight, let them ascend to you in heaven. Let your power be available as I pray tonight for victories. Let your grace be available as I pray tonight for mighty miracles. Lord, open your heavens over my prayers. Begin to pray like that. Now, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open your heavens. Open your heavens over my prayers right now. Thank you, Jesus. Open your heavens over my prayers right now. Let everything I will say, every request I will make, every prayer point I will pray, let them ascend to you in heaven. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let your power fall for manifestations of victories tonight. Let your glory fall for manifestations of miracles tonight. Lord, open your heavens and let there be great victories. Let me pray and prevail. Let me pray and succeed. Let me pray and have breakthroughs. Let your heavens be opened. Begin to talk to God like that. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, let your heavens be opened as I pray tonight. Let the results of my prayers manifest as I pray tonight because of your open heavens. Let the answers to my prayers manifest instantly tonight because of your open heavens. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to take charge over your atmosphere. You're going to take charge over your environment. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that every power of darkness, every presence of darkness in my environment, fall down and submit to the Lordship of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let every presence of darkness, spirits of darkness, oppressions of darkness, fall under the Lordship of Jesus right now. Every presence of darkness in my environment, every power of darkness in my environment, every spirit of darkness in my environment, I decree in the name of Jesus, fall under the dominion and lordship of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, fall under the lordship and dominion of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Every witchcraft in this environment, fall under the lordship and dominion of Jesus now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. I believe you prayed like that. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to move forward with speed into my success and greatness. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength, I receive power to move forward with speed into my success, into my blessings, into the next higher level for my life. I receive strength to move forward with speed now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength to move forward with speed into the new glory heaven has prepared for me. I receive strength to move forward with speed into the greatness God has prepared for me. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength to move forward with speed into the new height God has prepared for me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Pray. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength to move forward with speed in all areas of my life, to move forward into success. Thank you, Father. Into greatness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I pull down every stronghold and establishment of Satan, limiting my rising to the next higher level God has prepared for me. So in the name of Jesus, I pull down every stronghold and establishment of Satan, limiting my rising to the next higher level heaven has prepared for me. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down. Whether they be visible or invisible, whether they be physical or spiritual, every stronghold, every establishment, every plantation of Satan, of hosts of darkness, to stop my rising to the next higher level God has prepared for me, I pull them down. In the name of Jesus, I pull them down. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pull them down. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of the Lord that I need now to experience a new beginning. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of the Lord that I need now to experience a new beginning, to experience a new glory, to experience a new height. I receive the blessings of the Lord now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I receive the blessings of the Lord. 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 I receive the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord that I need at this moment, at this point in time, to experience a new height, a new beginning, a new glory. I receive them now. I receive the blessings of the Lord now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you prayed like that. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. want you to know that no one is greater than God. Such as not exist, and of course cannot exist. No one is higher than God, and which means no one can stop God. Such as not exist and can never exist, which also means that what God has determined to do in your life, no one can stop him from doing it. Except maybe you can stop him by your foolishness, by your disobedience, by your unbelief. Yeah, you can stop him. Yeah, but apart from you, no one can stop him. So you are going to pray. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, you are the Almighty God. Manifest the greatness of you in my life. And let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my life. According to the greatness of you, let your will prevail in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let your will be done in my life by the reason of the greatness of you. By the reason of the greatness of you. Because no one is higher than you. You are the Almighty God. No one is stronger than you. No one is greater than you. And no one can stop you. Therefore, all that you have determined to do in my life at this time, O God of Israel, begin to bring them to pass by the reason of your greatness. By the reason of your greatness, let your will for my life begin to appear, begin to happen right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, your will for my destiny, your will for my calling, your will for my career, your will for my marriage, your will concerning my finances, your will concerning my ministry, your will concerning my purpose in life. Lord, begin to fulfill them now by the reason of your greatness. Because no one can stop you. Do your will now. Thank you, Father. Do your will in my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, because God is unstoppable, that makes our victory as Christians 100% sure, because God is Almighty, and the only thing God cannot do is what God does not want to do. That's the only thing God cannot do. So now, if God has determined to do something in your life, then no one can stop him. No one. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of the greatness of you, let every barrier, obstacle, the enemy have set in place to stop the manifestation of your will be utterly destroyed. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your greatness, let every barrier stop the manifestation of your will in my life. Let them all be utterly destroyed. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Ishigere handi harashaya. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, let the greatness of you smash them in pieces. Let the greatness of you destroy every barrier, obstacle, limitation the enemy has set in place to stop the manifestation of your will for my life. Let the greatness of you destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the greatness of you destroy them. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are praying. You have to open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, let the greatness of you destroy them now, for no one can stop you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every unwanted seed of darkness, unwanted roots of darkness, unwanted plantations of darkness. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot seeds of darkness, roots of darkness, pollution of darkness in me, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now, right now. Everything dwelling in me that is not of Christ Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Pray like you don't want those things in your life again. Pray desperately. Thank you, Lord. Pray, pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Uproot them. Uproot them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out of every prison of slavery holding me captive. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, right now, I come out of every prison of slavery. Thank you, Lord. Holding me captive. I come out now. Say, I come out now. I come out now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come out now. I come out now. I come out now. I come out now. In the name of Jesus, I come out of every prison of slavery, holding me captive, holding my life captive, holding my destiny captive. I come out by fire of the Holy Ghost. I come out by the power in the name of Jesus. I come out by the authority in the name of Jesus. I come out now. I come out right now. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. I come out now in Jesus' name. You are coming out. You are coming out. I decree right now, at the sound of my voice, you are out of those prisons now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. Jesus showed us how to pray. And one of those prayers he told us to pray was thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. So like saying, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to experience the dominion of your kingdom in my life. I want to experience the power and authority of your kingdom in my life and situations. Say, Father, let your kingdom come. Thank you, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come upon me, into my life. I want to experience the power of your kingdom, the authority of your kingdom, the dominion of your kingdom. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. She had the hand of now. So in my body system, I want to experience the power of your kingdom. I want to experience the authority and dominion of your kingdom in my soul, in my spirit. I want to experience the authority, thank you, Lord, of your kingdom in my soul, in my body, in my spirit, in my situations, in my environment, in my life, in my destiny. Father, I want to witness. I want to witness, thank you, Lord, the power of your kingdom. I want to testify of the power of your kingdom. I want to testify, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Something is about to happen. Say, I want to testify of the power of your kingdom. How I wish you know the power of his kingdom. Then you will cry out for it right now. Say, Father, I want to testify of the power of your kingdom in my life. I want to testify of the authority of your kingdom in my life. I want to testify of the dominion of your kingdom in my life. Father, let your kingdom come. Janeti has so sad galasia. Thank you, Father. Let your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, all the time Jesus lived physically here on earth, he was showing people the power of the kingdom of God. He was showing people the authority and dominion of the kingdom of God. He was casting out devils to show the power of the kingdom. He was healing the sick to show the power of the kingdom. He was working all manner of miracles to show the power of the kingdom. So in the church, in the midst of Christians, is where the power of the kingdom is to be revealed, is to be demonstrated. It is in you as a Christian, except if you don't know who you are in the kingdom and what it means to be in the kingdom of God. You're going to pray again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, my life is open. My heart is open. My spirit is open. I want to experience the power of your kingdom. I want to witness the power of your kingdom. Release your power now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So release your power now. Release your power now. Thank you, Lord. Say, my heart is open. My spirit is open. My life is open. I want to experience, I want to witness the power of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. I want to witness the authority of your kingdom. I want to experience the dominion of your kingdom. Oh God, my life is open. My heart is open. My spirit is open. Release your power now. Now, release your power now. I hope you are desperate for this. I hope you are passionate for this. So Lord, release your power now. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Don't stop. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I want the power of the kingdom. I want to experience it. I want to taste of it. I want to know that power. I want to witness to that power. I want to testify of that power. Oh, God of Israel, release your power into my life. Let it work in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Every day of my life, I experience the power of the kingdom of God. Every moment of my life, every hour of my life, I witness the power of the kingdom of God. That is why when I pray, I don't pray like someone who is not sure. I don't pray like someone who is doubting. I don't pray like someone who is so full of uncertainties. I don't pray like someone who is confused, because I know the power of the kingdom of God. I have access to the power of the kingdom of God. So you need to be such kind of Christian that is experiencing the power of God's kingdom not once in a month, not once in 2 years, but on daily basis. That is what that is what God wants for you. That is what He wants for you. Yeah. Recently, I was meditating and I was talking to God. I said, How do I prove to the world that they need to believe you? Yeah. I said, how do I prove to the world that they need to believe you? He said, then the Lord spoke to me. He said, show them that the power of the kingdom of God is working. He said, if it worked in your life, then it will work in their lives. Yeah. So show them that it's working. Yeah. So we have this power that is working. I don't know if you know that there is power in Christianity that is working every second. Is producing results, just as you can press on your calculator 2 times 2, and it gives you 4. So the same way there is a great power seated in the church that is always producing results. Yeah, the Lord was telling me that this power is always working, and people need to see it. They need to experience it. Yeah. So that they can enjoy Christianity as it is. You're going to pray. I don't know how to speak of myself. That is why many times I don't speak about a lot of testimonies I myself experience on daily basis. Yeah, because I feel like it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Yeah. Because the Bible says that our faith must not be in the wisdom of men. That we must do ministry to make people have faith in the power of God and not in wisdom of people. Yeah. So I'm not doing ministry to make people have faith in me. And to make people have faith that, I have anointing or I have something. I don't do ministry like that. So that is why I don't share many things I experienced. I don't share them because it will make people start believing in me and not in God. Though I share some, but I don't share all. So my point is that I live by this power. Every day I experience this power. So I begin to ask myself, how do I make others experience the same? How do we prove to people that this power is real? Yeah. And, the Lord said that we need to let them know it is working if they can believe. That we need to show them that it is working. Yeah. So you're going to pray again. What I'm saying now is to testify that it's working. Yeah. It's to testify that it's working. And there are other things I could do to prove that it's working. Yeah. But I'm not going into that. Yeah, because God has given us power to cast out devils. Yeah, so let's say I'm to pray for someone. Yeah, I could pray and the person will be delivered. And that is a proof that is working. Let's say there's someone that is sick. I could pray and the person will be healed. And that is a proof that is working. Yeah, but there is a greater proof, and that is your Bible. Your Bible is the best testimony that the power of God is real and that it is working. Yeah. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I want to see the victories of your power in my life. I want to experience the victories that comes by your power in my life. Lord, help me. Help me. Lead me through the paths of victory. Lead me through the paths of victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to experience the victories that comes by your power in every day of my life. I want to experience the dominion that comes by your power in every day of my life. Lord, help me. Lead me through the paths of victory. Lead me through the paths of victory. Teach me to do the things that will make me experience these victories. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to do things that will make me experience these victories. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Lead me through the path that leads to victories. Lead me through the path that leads to power. Help me to be able to experience the power that produces victories in every day of my life. Help me, Father. Talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so Jesus said we should ask that the kingdom of God come. Why? Because when he was in the earth, he was doing all things by the realities. Jesus was doing everything in his ministry by the authority. Yeah, let me put it as authority. He was doing everything by the authority of the kingdom of God. Everything he did was by the authority of the kingdom of God, by the power of the kingdom of God, by the spirit in the kingdom of God. So he was telling us that pray that this kind of atmosphere continue. That's the meaning of that prayer in Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9. He said, thy kingdom come. It means that let the atmosphere, the atmosphere of God's kingdom continue on earth. Just as he did everything in his ministry by the atmosphere or in the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every oppressions of darkness going on in my life to put me in an atmosphere, an environment that is dark, that is demonic, that is spiritually dead. Yeah, begin to pray, say, Father, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every oppression of darkness going on in my life that is putting me under an atmosphere and an environment that is spiritually dead, an environment that is full of demons, that is dark. Let your fire destroy such operations right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Right now in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to destroy activities of darkness, oppressions of darkness that has changed the atmosphere of my life into darkness, that have turned the environment of my life to be spiritually dead, to be hostile to the atmosphere of God's kingdom. Right now, let your fire begin to destroy such activities. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy such activities and oppressions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying about the kingdom, authority, the kingdom power, the kingdom dominion. Yeah. I always say that there is a mindset in the kingdom of God that is missing on earth. There is a lifestyle in the kingdom of God that is missing on earth. So it will be very easy for you to walk in the power of the kingdom of God when you walk in the mindset, when you live by the mindset and the lifestyle that is in God's kingdom. It will be very easy. So this is the why many of us are not experiencing the power of God. And then those of us that are experiencing it and we are talking about it, it makes it look like we are just speaking fictions. Like we are speaking something that does not exist. Something that only exists in imaginations. Why? Because you don't have the raw materials in you that will produce the power of God in you. You don't have the lifestyle. You don't have the mindset. Yeah, that is why you are not seeing the power. Because the power is so real. The authority in God's kingdom is so real. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let or you say, give me the mindset that is in your kingdom. Give me the mindset and the lifestyle that is in your kingdom. Show me the mindset of your kingdom. How the people in your kingdom think. I want to think like that. How the people in your kingdom live. I want to live like that. Teach me the lifestyle in the kingdom of God. Give me the mindset in the kingdom of God. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Mashed 세네갈의 시대하 대허셔 소환되지 마라 희한의 키셔라 이나님 of Jesus Father give unto me the mindset give me the lifestyle in your kingdom give me the lifestyle the mindset in your kingdom help me to have a change of mind help me to have a change of lifestyle Help me to have a lifestyle that is the same with the lifestyle in your kingdom so that I can be able to walk in the power and authority and dominion of your kingdom in the earth. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Give me the mindset of the kingdom of God. Give me the lifestyle in the kingdom of God. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the early apostles, they have full understanding of the mindset and the lifestyle of God's kingdom. Yeah, there was a time when, or there was a place in the scripture when Peter and John went to Samaria because there was a revival in Samaria. God was walking through Philip to do a revival in Samaria. And then they met this sorcerer, this magician, who also joined the believers that, you know, that gave their lives to Jesus. Yeah. So when this man, this magician, saw how Peter and John lay hands on the people and the people received the Holy Ghost, he brought out money. He brought out money to give to Peter. He said, I also want this same power. You know, and Peter began to speak the mindset of God's kingdom. Yeah. He said, let your money perish with you. Yeah. He was correcting him that this is not what you buy with money. That you don't buy these things with money. You buy with your soul. You buy in a different way. You buy by giving all your life. Yeah. So there is a mindset that the church needs to embrace. Otherwise, we will never be able to walk in the power of God. Yeah. We will never be able to walk in the power of God. So except you agree with that mindset, you will not be able to walk in the power of God. So if you have a mindset like you can buy the anointing, you can pay for the power of God, then the power of God cannot work in your life. And there are other negative mindsets like that in the church. So you're going to pray. Maybe there is a mindset in you, and that mindset is the reason why you are not experiencing God's power, because you are thinking in a direction that does not line up with the way they think in heaven. And that is why you are still disconnected from the flow of the power of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every wrong mindset I have embraced that have disconnected me from flowing in your power, from walking in your power. Things I have believed, things I practice, things I have made an addiction. Things I have made a principle in my life that is contrary to the mindset in the kingdom of God. Oh God, I surrender. Deliver me now. Begin to pray like that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I surrender. Deliver me from every mindset that is contrary to the mindset in your kingdom. Deliver me from every mindset, every belief system. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Everything I have held so strong and so high in my mind, in my heart, that is contrary to how they think in heaven, that is contrary to how they reason in heaven. Lord, bring down those standards in my heart. Destroy those strongholds in my mind. Destroy those mindsets and beliefs in my mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. So, Lord, destroy them in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You need to understand that the kingdom of God does not operate by trial and error. The kingdom of God does not operate by that. Now, I've met some believers, and they were suggesting many things to me. They feel like, you have been praying like this. Why not change the way you are praying? Why not start doing this one? Why not start doing that one? I was just looking at them. Yeah, because I am not confused. They can be confused, but I am not confused. Yeah, so they feel like, why not try so many things and see which one will work? I know the kingdom I belong. I know it's not a kingdom of trial and error. So I determined to continue to do the same thing that I know always work. And eventually they saw that what I was doing is producing results. So they were like, that means you really know your God. So people try so many things. People go from one church to another, from one ministry to another, from one pastor, prophet to another, because they don't know the kingdom of God. They don't know the power of God's kingdom. So it's not by trying so many things. So there is just one thing and it works. And that is Jesus. And that is all all that God has made available to you as a Christian in God's kingdom. That is all that works. So you don't need to be searching other places for what will work when everything is already revealed to us in the scriptures. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, help me to help me to have, or you say, give me an encounter of you that will strengthen my confidence in the efficacy of your power. So Lord, give me an encounter of you. Visit me in a powerful way that will strengthen my confidence, strengthen my faith in the efficacy of your power, that no one will be able to deceive me with any theology or with any distraction. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me an encounter of you. Give me a revelation of you. Give me a visitation of you that will enable me to have strong confidence, that will strengthen my confidence in the efficacy of your power, that I will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but I will know that what I have believed is true, and that it works, and that it produces results. Lord, give me an encounter. Thank you, Father. Give me such encounter in the name of Jesus. Give me such encounter with your kingdom. Such encounter with heaven, such encounter with you, with Jesus, that will strengthen my confidence, that I'll be able to speak like Apostle Paul, that I am fully persuaded in the God that I serve, that I'll be able to speak with confidence, that I am fully persuaded in the God that I believe. Lord, I want to know you by encounters, so that I will be so confident in the efficacy of your power, that I will be able to say that I serve a living God, and that my God is able to do what he says he will do. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still talking about the kingdom power and authority and dominion. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. There is a lot the enemy has put in places in the world to confuse, to deceive, to distract our many believers. And people, you know, some believers don't believe God anymore. They believe in so many things. And when it comes to God, their faith is so low, so weak. Yeah. You're going to pray. There are a lot of things devil has set in place in the world to put you in confusion, in deception, and in deep darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every trap the kingdom of darkness have set in the world to put me in confusion, deception, and deep darkness. Lord, deliver me from those traps right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that, because the systems of this world is directly opposite to the system of God's kingdom. So if you embrace the systems of this world, you will be automatically disconnected from the system, from the realm of God's kingdom. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, deliver me from every trap that I've been set in place to put me in deep confusion, in deep deception, in deep darkness. Lord, deliver me now. And if I have fallen into any of these traps, Lord, deliver me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Any trap of confusion, deception, darkness, unbelief, that have captured me. Lord, deliver me, set me free now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have, we're going to pray just four more prayer points. And I'll be praying for you. Yeah, Jesus said we should pray that the kingdom of God comes, and that the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I said that Jesus was already walking in the power and dominion of the kingdom in the earth. So he asking us to pray that prayer is like saying that, pray that these things I was doing on earth continues. I was, when, as I, as I, you know, as I am here on earth, I mean, Jesus, as Jesus was on earth, he was healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead. He was teaching by revelations of the kingdom of God. So Jesus was telling them that, pray that these things continue. That is the meaning of thy kingdom come. So that the atmosphere, the environment of the kingdom of God continue on earth, or continue to prevail on earth. That is what it means. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Another thing that stands as a limitation to you experiencing the power and authority and dominion of God's kingdom is a witchcraft. A witchcraft. Yeah, because the kingdom of darkness, they have a plan, and they already have agents. They already have principalities, powers. They already have them on ground in the head to continue to enforce and promote evil. Yeah, so the whole world is full of great witchcraft power. Now, when we talk about witchcraft, we're not just talking about witches and wizards alone. We're talking about the power that is enforcing evil on earth. That is witchcraft. Yeah, it is the power that is enforcing evil. The power that is attacking the will of God. The power that is doing things contrary to the will of God in the earth. That power is witchcraft. So if you will walk in the power of God, you must defeat witchcraft. You must overcome witchcraft. Otherwise, you will not be able to experience victories. And in fact, defeating witchcraft automatically means that you now have victories. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life, and let your power destroy every witchcraft that surrounds me to limit my spiritual destiny. Let your power destroy every witchcraft attacking me to limit my spiritual destiny, to stop my divine destiny. Let your power destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Whether they be in the heavenly places, whether the witchcraft are in the visible or invisible realms, whether they are in the heavens, or they are on earth, or they are in the sea, or they are under the head, or they are in the environment, on the land that I live, right now let your power begin to waste them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, release your power. Release your power into my life. Let it destroy every witchcraft that is attacking the fulfillment of my divine destiny. Every witchcraft, thank you, Lord, that is stopping me from walking in my divine identity, walking in my spiritual identity in Christ. Every witchcraft that is attacking the fulfillment of my divine destiny, let your power begin to waste them now. Let your power begin to waste them now. Every witchcraft that is causing me to be weak spiritually, every witchcraft oppressions causing me to be too weak to be victorious, Father, let your power fall and waste them all. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Let your power fall. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus, witchcraft in my house, witchcraft in my family background, witchcraft in my workplace, witchcraft in my school, witchcraft in my environment. Every witchcraft that is limiting the manifestation of my spiritual destiny, the manifestation of my divine destiny, let the power of God waste them all. I believe you prayed like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God waste them completely. In the name of Jesus, whether they are in the heavens, let them be wasted. Whether they are on the earth, let them be wasted. Whether they are in the waters, let them be wasted. Whether they are in the seas, in the oceans, let them be wasted. Whether they are under the earth, let them be completely destroyed. Any witchcraft that is standing between me and the manifestation of my divine destiny, let them be completely wasted. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have a 3 more prayer points. Yeah, we're still talking about kingdom dominion, kingdom power, kingdom authority. Yeah. If you also read a place in the scriptures where Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Yeah, and then he said the violence taketh it by force. That is Matthew 11 verse 12. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Yeah, the violence take it by force. Well, what does it mean? Some other translation says that the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. So if the kingdom of God is going to operate in earth with power, or if you as a Christian is going to walk in the power of the kingdom of God, it will not be easy. That is what that verse means. Because the kingdom is forcefully advancing on earth. So it will be by force that you will be able to do this. So meaning that a lot of sacrifices are involved. A lot of diligence. A lot of hard work. A lot of prayers, fastings. There is a lot to do to be able to begin to walk in the power of the kingdom. Now, because a lot of powers are attacking the advancement of the kingdom of God in the earth. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, so you're going to pray. If you are such a lazy Christian, you're so lazy in prayer, so lazy in meditation of the word of God, you can't meditate on the word of God for hours, you cannot fast, then you will have a problem in walking in the power of God's kingdom, because it doesn't come easily. No, it does not. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be diligent. Help me to pay the price that it takes to walk in the power of the kingdom of God in the earth. Help me to be diligent. Help me to do all that is required to be able to walk, to be able to demonstrate, to be able to experience the power of your kingdom in the earth every day. And begin to pray like that. in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to do all that it takes for me in the power of your kingdom. For me to experience the power, the authority, the dominion of your kingdom on a daily basis. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to do all that it takes. Help me to be a sacrificial Christian. Help me to be a selfless, diligent believer. Word of God, a believer that obeys the word of God, even when it is convenient and when it is not, a believer that meditates on the word of God, a believer that fasts very often. Help me to be such a believer. Help me to do all that it takes. Help me to work on my laziness. Help me to work on my sluggishness. Help me to reject everything that is carnal and worldly. Help me to pay the price to be able to walk in the realities of the power of your kingdom in the earth. Help me, Father. Help me to do what I must do. Help me to be able to spend time seeking your face. These are the requirements. Thank you, Father. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. There's a need for long suffering. I realize that not many people in the church today have the fruit of the Spirit that is called long suffering. Yeah, if you want to begin to walk in the power of God, you must have long suffering. So meaning that you must be able to wait patiently in prayer until the power of God visits you, until you are saturated, until you are filled, until you are enveloped in the power of God. Meaning that you should be able to be on your knees. That's what I'm trying to say. You should be able to be on your knees for many hours. Now, when I say many hours, I mean you don't leave that place until the power of God comes down. That's what I'm talking about. You don't stop praying. You don't stop fasting. You don't stop seeking until you find God's power. So that is how you will get this breakthrough we're talking about here. So you're going to pray. You long suffering. Believe me, that cannot be healed. Yeah, you can write it down. There is no sickness. Does not want God to heal him or her. Or God already concluded in his mind that he's not going to do it. Yeah, which is not common. So the reason why many sick people are not healed is because there is no long suffering. There are not people that are ready to continue to pray until the miracle appears. So if there are people that will continue to pray, people that will not leave the place of prayer, I'm telling you, there will be too many miracles. Too many. So you're going to pray. for yourself. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, give me the spirit of long suffering. Give me the spirit of long suffering to be able to tarry, to continue in seeking you until I find you. To be able to continue in fasting until I find you. To be able to continue in prayer until I meet with your power. Give me the spirit of long suffering. If you are a Christian that just, you know, spent some few minutes or some few hours, and then you did not experience any touch from God, you did not experience any visitation from God, and then you just quit there, you are a failure. Yeah, a real Christian is a Christian that will not stop until God appears, until the power of is what the apostles laid down for us to follow, that we should seek God until we find him. That is how to pray. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me the spirit of long suffering, spirit that does not take no for an answer, spirit that persists in prayers and fastings until there is a change in the physical realm. Give me the spirit of long suffering. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. Yeah. The last prayer point on kingdom power. Dominion, authority. Yeah. If you will walk in the power of God's kingdom, you must hate sin. Yeah. When the Bible was describing about the priest, when the Bible was describing the priesthood of Jesus, the Bible was saying that because thou lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity, therefore your God anointed you above thy fellows. You will see that in Psalm 45, verse 7. Yeah, Psalm 45, verse 7. He said, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness, which means hatest iniquity, hatest sin. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness, above thy fellows. Yeah, if you want to walk in the power of the kingdom of God, you must have a record that you hate sin. Yeah, some of you are still struggling with sin because you don't hate sin. You have not yet gotten to that resolution where you hate sin. That is why you have not overcome sin. Yeah, but Jesus had that reputation. The Bible says that he was a man without sin, and the secret is he hated sin and loved righteousness. Yeah, so if you still love sin, you can't walk in the power of God's kingdom. It's not for you if you still love sin. That's the point. So to be a Christian is to be someone that hates sin with passion. You hate sin with great passion. You can't tolerate sin. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Help me to love righteousness. Help me to love you to the point where I can no longer tolerate any sin and wickedness. To the point where I can no longer allow any fragment, any bit of sin in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The deeper you love God, the more you will hate sin and iniquity and wickedness and disobedience. The deeper you love Him, the more you will hate evil and darkness. The more darkness becomes so irritating to you, begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to love your righteousness. Help me to love you so much that I no longer tolerate any form of sin in my life, any form of uncleanness, any form of addiction, any form of slavery, any form of idolatry, any form of pollution, any form of disobedience. Lord, help me to love you so deeply that I no longer tolerate any form of wickedness. Yeah, when you sin, it is wickedness. Yeah, when you disobey God in heaven, it means wickedness. It means you are wicked. When you don't love your neighbor, you are wicked. When you don't love your fellow brethren in the presence of God, it means you are wicked. Yeah, when you are not praying for other people, it means you are wicked. So talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to grow deep in love for you. Help me to love righteousness and hate wickedness. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to be praying for you as we round up the session. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you because there is none like you. We thank you for who you are. You are a great God, great in power, great in glory, great in authority, great in victory, great in dominion. You are so mighty, and your name has conquered all. Your power, your throne has conquered all. Lord, we worship you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, your people have called unto you. They have prayed with the whole of their heart. King of Israel, I ask that you release the answers to these prayers. Your people have prayed. Release the answers unto everyone in Jesus' name. Let the manifestations of the request we have placed before you this night, this midnight, Lord, let the manifestations begin to happen in every life with speed and with accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will experience God's power. In the name of Jesus, if I can experience His power, and it is always so real in my life every day, then you can as well. Therefore, I decree that the anointing of the Lord that worked in my life be transferred into your life right now. The power of God that worked in my life begin to work in your life right now. Right there where you are, in the name of Jesus. If the power of God made me righteous, made me pure, made me obedient. I pray for you that the same power will make you obedient, will make you pure, will make you righteous, will make you godly, will make you strong, will make you healed, will make you delivered, will make you victorious. Everything the power of God has done in my life and in the life of Apostle Paul and in the life of the early apostles and in the life of Jesus and in the life of all the saints in heaven, I decree that the same power begin to do the same things, the same works in the life of every one of you now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you shall not be limited in your destiny, in your calling, in your purpose in life. You will not be limited. The power of God will lift you up. The power of God will enable you to fulfill destiny. The power of God will enable you to fulfill your calling. The power of God shall enable you to fulfill your purpose in life. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Everything in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, that is unclean, that is unrighteous, that is against the will of God, let the power of God destroy them now in Jesus' name. I decree that your sickness is healed in Jesus' name. Your oppression hangs now in Jesus' name. Your womb is delivered forever in Jesus' name. Your finances receive divine blessings and wealth and riches now in Jesus' name. You shall no longer be a slave. You shall now walk in victory. You shall no longer be a failure. You shall no longer be defeated. You shall now begin to walk in victory. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Yeah. So, we are going to stop here. Remain victorious. Amen.
Goodbye.